time as a kid. Food is food. Where are scientific magicians? Poison the water. Polluted the soil. Decimated plant and animal life.
Those guys. We're escalating a wedding.
And he said, I don't even care if it's a food or a vegetable. It's not going anywhere near my hands.
Here's some jerky. Take a piece and pass it in.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
Well, it's not a goddamn dog. It's a fish that produces milk.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the return of the Obscure Curio. Today is June 23rd, 2023, and I, of course, am your host. It's me. I'm back, and I'm pregnant. That's right, Jordan Edmondson. Pleasure to be with you. Now, if you're new here, welcome. And if you are returning with us, welcome back. And you guys specifically will know it's been well over a year since we've done an episode of this show. Those of you that I'm talking to might be wondering, what happened? Where'd you go? And furthermore, where are all the old episodes of the show? Well, I'm going to get into that with you here in a moment, but first, let's do something for the people who are listening for the first time, because if there's any of you at all, chances are you're a new listener. Now, I started the show for the original incarnation, if you will, back in September of 2019, and wouldn't you know it, 6 months later, a little bit of that COVID-19 struck the world, wrecked the show, threw us all for a loop, got back on our feet there for a while, show changed, as it does, as it will, and we adapted, we overcame, we evolved. Then there in April of 2022, just started to get a little busy, okay? It wasn't a catastrophic end to the show. It wasn't a long-planned end to the show. Just reached a point in life where we were looking to buy a house. We were planning a wedding, you know? I was working one very busy job and trying to get my foot in the door at another. It was just a very, very eventful time in our lives, and I knew I couldn't maintain. I knew that my sack would be too soft to maintain doing all of that and giving the podcast my all, which is something I was want to do, if you know what I'm saying, bud. Okay, in that time, I did start a new YouTube channel on the side, used my little bit of free time to get that going. I'll tell you more about that in a bit, if you want me to. All the old episodes are going to still be available. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as well. But this is the relaunch, okay? And it's what everybody wants out of a podcast. It's back to the basics. I am doing this episode solo, and I'm probably going to be doing a lot of episodes solo, although I do plan on inviting any guest that would be so gracious as to come on the show. It's not going to be entirely different from how things used to be, but it is going to be a little bit of a change up. Now, the Wampus is going to be here. Of course, the Wampus Cat is going to be here for some episodes, but he's got a busy schedule as well, you know. We're all fucking adults here. We got shit going on. We got to wash ourselves, bathe ourselves, feed ourselves, and also do all the other shit that allows us to make money to do those things. I'm getting on to a ramble here. Let me give you the real biscuits and the real good butter. The Obscure Curio, from this point on, is going to be a Patreon-exclusive podcast. Now, this episode, I'm sure you can tell, is being given to you for free, which is something, it's a free lunch, baby, a free meal, something you don't get every day. But that's going to be few and far between coming up. All right, so what's going to happen is once a month, you know, around that time, along with the tides and the moon, Peepaw's going to drop you a free episode. All right, I'm going to give you the juice like I always have, but I'm going to be concentrating my efforts into a little bit more, I won't say produced of a show, but I'm going to be putting a little bit of extra juice into it. It's not necessarily even that I'm putting extra juice into it. It's that my juice is so limited these days that the little bit of juice I have to put towards this is worth a little bit more to me. And I don't think I'm going to make any big dollars on the Patreon, mind you. But I'm going to put it up there, and that's where it's going to be. I'll give you the free episodes once a month, and then four times a month, if you're a subscriber to the Patreon, you'll get a Patreon episode. You're going to get all kinds of stuff on the Patreon, matter of fact. Let me just go ahead and break that down for you. Get it out of the way. We'll be done with it. There'll be no more pitching. You know, I'm not going to try to sell you nothing. Here it comes. All right, if you go on over to patreon.com/JordaneEdmondson, okay, if you know me, you're going to fucking know how to spell it. If you don't, I'm going to put it once in the description of this episode. That's going to be the only place I'm going to write my fucking name for you guys. But here it is, patreon.com/JordaneEdmondson. That's J-O-R-D-A-N-E, okay? Not Jordan without the E, not a Y, not an I with a heart above it. J-O-R-D-A-N-E, and then Edmondson. Very proper last name, E-D-M-O-N-D-S-O-N. That's right, putting my real name out there, because I don't give a fuck, all right? And I got weapons in the house. Not big ones. Don't call the cops. That's just a joke. I don't have any kind of weapons. I do got a couple, like, pocket knives. I got a Swiss Army knife. Don't come at me, all right? But that's my name. That's what's going on with me. The Patreon, I'm doing a little bit more on there than just the podcast. The Obscure Curio, from this point forward, is simply the name of this podcast. There'll be a free version, there'll be a paid version. The Patreon, if you're one of the six subscribers that's on there currently, used to be The Obscure Curio, patreon.com/TheObscureCurio. Now it's my name, because you're getting access to more than just the podcast. So if you subscribe to the basic tier, which is just $1, you're getting all of the Patreon episodes. You're getting all of the premium episodes of the podcast, and you're already getting the free ones on the other app, whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast or fucking Pandora for some god-awful reason. But it's on there. I think I put it on there. I think it got aggregated anyway. You're going to get every single episode. So for $1, if you're just here for the podcast, if you miss it, if you like this fucking god-awful, stupid fucking rambling I've been doing for the first 7 or so minutes so far, or any of the future stuff, however you find it, you're going to get all that for $1. You're also going to get early access. So the free episodes, you'll get those a day or two earlier than everybody else. And then you're also going to get early access to my YouTube videos. Now, I am going to be continuing to post some stuff on the Obscure Curio channel that may or may not be exactly related to this podcast. But, you know, I have the channel. I'm going to use it for that. But you're also going to be getting early access to the YouTube videos for my new channel, which you can find over at youtube.com/seeforyourself. The channel's called See For Yourself. I believe it's @SFYourself, @SFYourself. But it's See For Yourself. I've got about 6 videos on there right now. You're going to get all those early as well. That's for $1 a month. Of course, I've got a $5 a month tier as well that gets you access to the Discord. And it gets you producer status, which means you get your name in the credits of the YouTube videos. And, you know, If I start getting some people in that tier, I'll add more perks. I might even just, I'll read every fuck. I don't care if there ends up being thousands of you. I'll read your names out loud at the end of this podcast. Which, by the way, I know there were some video episodes in the past. It's going to be an audio-only deal. I'm doing the videos on the other channel that are long-form kind of content, solo stuff. Well, some interviews, but you know, you get the picture. Video essay type shit. That's the closest way I can describe it. I'll go a little bit more into detail on that later, but that's basically that's what you're getting. You're also, you know, like I said, Discord access, name in the credits. I also am still working on some short film stuff with Mike over at Empty Path Productions. You'll get early access to all that stuff too. Basically anything I do, you know, I'm supposed to be working on some comedic stuff video-wise with a buddy of mine. which he wants to put some on his channel and some on my channel, and it won't go on the Video Essay channel, so it'll go on the Obscure Curio channel. Anyway, patreon.com/JordanEdmondson. You know, as little as a dollar, you're getting the podcast, which is what this is about. You're listening to the podcast. And I don't really want to hammer it on you, you know. I don't want to sickle it on you. I don't want to screwdriver it on you. But there is one last, but wait, there's more moment with this. Okay, all those old episodes of The Obscure Curio, if you are a returning listener, or if you're a new listener and you're just curious about how bad the show used to be, which it's going to be bad now, but it's you're going to be amazed if you go back and listen to some of these old episodes. Now, there's some good stuff in there. There's some gems. There's some meat on those bones still. But, you know, I was finding my footing through a lot of it. It is what it is. They're all on Patreon. You get those on the $1 tier as well. You get all the old episodes. Episodes 1 through 100, all the ones that had salvageable audio files. I lost some of them somehow. They're all on there. So if you're a returning listener, you're like, where'd those go? I'd like to be able to listen to, you know, here and there. They're on the Patreon. That's it. Excuse me. No more Patreon talk. We'll get into the episode now. So while I was uploading those old episodes, I was listening to most of them. You know, I'd upload one, I'd listen to the first 5 or so minutes, I'd flip around. You know, I of course didn't listen to all of them all the way through, because that's like over 100 hours of God knows what. But I got nostalgic. And I, you know, there was, like I said, there was some gems in there. There was some good stuff. There was, of course, the episodes with Uncle Chris, who's no longer with us, that were, you know, they're a good memory to have. And this isn't me, again, this isn't me pitching you the Patreon. That's over with. There's a point to all this. You know, I was really, there was a way I wanted to do the show when I started it that I had kind of completely forgotten about. You know, I wanted it to be more than just a couple guys talking, you know, or different people on a different episodes just rambling. You know, there was different sorts of audio art, if you will, that I wanted to mess with, some concepts, if you will, that I'd forgotten all about. We talked a little bit about it in really early episodes and then never came back to it. So going forward, you know, I want to do some different types of episodes, and I can gauge what people are interested in by how many people fucking listen to it. So, you know, right now you're getting a solo episode. You're going to be getting a lot of these, because here's the deal. You know, as adults, we all have busy lives. We got kids and shit. You know, I mean, not all of us, but there's kids out there in the world, you know, then they do things. So it's kind of hard to get together as adults and do all this stuff, especially when it's a hobby, especially when it's just something you do for fun and to just kind of like leave a record of what was going on in your head at different times, because, you know, eventually it won't matter anymore. So all that being said, you don't want to pressure people to come over and to be guests. And I'm not saying that like anybody has felt pressured. This is just, you know, my own thinking here. But, you know, I know that it's going to be difficult to maintain a certain schedule if I do have to rely on the kindness of others to come over and be on episodes. We made that work for a little bit, but then, you know, the pandemic happened and had to find a way around it, and the show became something else, and it'll become something else now. And there'll still be guests. Like I said, the Wampus will be back. He'll be returning. He'll be on the show, you know, probably pretty often again. But, you know, going forward, I'm planning all the episodes around just me being an egomaniacal freak talking into a microphone alone in his room. I do got my producer, Roscoe. Roscoe, everything looking good over there? How's my levels? Roscoe, of course, is not a real person. Like I said, it's just me alone in my room. But that's what the show is going to be going forward. I'm going to plan the show around not having to ask anybody for help. You know, and if people end up wanting to do it, that's cool. I'm not like making this, oh,
God, my life sucks, nobody wants to hang out with me. You know, that shit's like, it's not only for the birds, it's for the fish as well. The fishes. If there's multiple different type of fish hanging out around each other, it's fishes, right? Like a group of fish is some fish. And if you're going to catch fish, what you're doing is you're going to fish for fish. And if there's more than four fish, it's fishes. That's what I've been told. That's what I think I saw a clip. I don't want to get into it. Anyway, so yeah, over the last year and a half, if you're returning, if you're not, let me give you a little bit about me. We did buy a house, bought a house in September of last year. You know, older house, over 120 years old, had to work on it a bit, gonna be working on it probably for the rest of my life. But it's got good bones, decent place, really stoked to have, you know, finally got to stop fucking paying rent, if I'm being honest. You know, stop paying other people's mortgage. Now the debt's in our name, baby. But, you know, it's good to have your own place, I guess. I don't know anything about property ownership or any of that stupid fucking finance bro shit. It's not about that. Bought a house in October, got married, had, you know, just the fairy tale wedding every guy dreams of. And honestly, like, not that I definitely had thoughts. I didn't dream about getting married growing up, but I had thoughts about what my wedding would be like, and it surpassed it, man. I had a great fucking time. If you're one of the people that came out, thank you so much. You know, had a good friend, shout out Libra, fly all the way out from California, as well as my good buddy David. He came out from California as well. He was one of my groomsmen. It was sick, man. Had, you know, a good deal of my friends and family there. We rented this big-ass B&B for, like, 3 days, partied real crazy, you know. I only do one thing, and you know what that is. So I didn't get too nuts, but, you know, it was off the chain out there. People were on the mushrooms, a lot of drinking, a lot of weed. Had a pretty good time. It was way better than I expected it to be. The ceremony was beautiful. And now I'm a married guy. I'm a husband. I'm a Mr. Edmondson, dude. I'm Mr. Peepaw now. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. It's marriage, you know. What even... It's a legal thing. I don't really believe in the concept of holy matrimony in the sense that a lot of people do. I do think there's something... If you, you know... The use of the word spiritual would fit, I think, about a union, you know, an agreement, like, let's do this shit for life, you know, let's be a team and just, you know, run through this shit. Doesn't always work out, but I feel pretty good about mine, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's been cool. I started a new job, not going to tell you where I work, that'd be fucking stupid, but I like it a lot, and going back to college, they're sending me back for some professional certifications, maybe an associate's degree. So that'll be cool, you know. I'm stoked for that, oddly enough. So yeah, that's been my life. It's been pretty busy. Let me get a little sip of water here. I need to loosen up. I feel like I just had all these things that I wanted to bullet through quickly in the first few minutes of the podcast, and we've already gone like 15, 20 minutes. So I've probably lost anybody who was even halfway interested, but hey, you know, them's the breaks. That's Hollywood, baby. It's been a busy time, dude, but it's been awesome. I quit fucking smoking cigarettes, dude. Yeah, I quit. So, I mean, honest journey here. I always knew cigarettes were going to be a motherfucker to quit. And I was like, you know, I've been locked up for long periods of time where I could barely smoke. You know, I would here and there, or at least like dip or something. But cigarettes were like my main thing, dude. I was always like, I actually loved smoking cigarettes. Like, it was getting old there at the end, obviously, because I did want to quit eventually, but I always knew it was going to be a bitch, and it was. I've tried like 1,000 times before, and I always end up starting back. But I was like, I've seen so many of my friends get on the vape, get off the cigarettes and on the vape, and then later quit the vape. Like, it might take them another year or two, but that transition alone, because cigarettes are their own fucking special thing. There's a sensation. There's a density to the cigarette smoke, you know what I'm saying? There's like a way that it feels in your lungs and taste that you can't replicate, and that's part of it. It's more than just the nicotine or the oral fixation. There's all these like sensations in and outside of the body that are taking place. And I'm not trying to get you to go smoke cigarettes by telling you how fucking awesome they are. I'm just telling you, you know, the many reasons why I was addicted to and obsessed with them. But also, you know, like, I knew they were gross and bad for you and all that shit. But October, I started quitting, you know, struggled up through February, smoking a cigarette, you know, here and there, at least, you know, every other day, still having a cigarette, which isn't bad, going from, like, you know, I rolled my own, so it wasn't really packs. You know me, baby. Filterless, rollies, no machine, cowboy shit. Double lung cancer, supersized. But I was smoking, like, you know, probably a pack's worth a day, and I went down to, like, one here and there. But I finally got, like, to where I enjoy the vape enough. And I'm not, like, obsessed with it. I do hit it more, probably, than I hit cigarettes. And I know that the vape's not good for you either. But I can leave it alone way longer, like, when I consciously think about it, than I can cigarettes if I know I have cigarettes in the room. So, you know, I'm going to put this bitch down eventually, too. But I'm patting myself on the back. You know, I made it to, like I said, February or March, having one here and there. And then, you know, it's been since March, mid-March to late March since I've hit one. I'm pretty fucking stoked on myself. I'm not going to suck myself off here, but that's been pretty cool. Started skateboarding again, because like I said, I'm ready to get hurt. You know, my kid started skateboarding a little bit here and there. She had like a smaller board. She recently got like a normal size one, just like one from Walmart. I want to get her a nicer one eventually, but she was like, you know, I was teaching her how to ride around and shit. I was like, fuck, I need to get a board. Mentioned it to David, who I was talking about earlier, and he brought me one in when he came to the wedding, brought me a whole setup. All I needed was hardware, dude, nuts and bolts, which I, like, promptly got right after the wedding and got a pair of skate shoes. And, yeah, I had to take off, you know, most of the winter. I skated till it was staying in the 40s. You know, I don't go outside if it's below 50, if I can help it. But yeah, been back up at it since it's been warm out, dude. I think, I have no reason to believe this, I was never an accomplished skater when I skated back in the day. I started skateboarding when I was like 7, and skated up till I was 13 and broke my ass bone. I was out of commission for like literally months, and I'd also just gotten my first guitar at the time, so I got like really obsessed with that and basically quit skateboarding. But I was never like really good. I could do like a pop shove it, land a kickflip every third time, you know, little shit like that, skate around, pop up on the ledge, goofy shit. I think I'm going to be better now as an adult than I was back then. I don't know why. I feel more comfortable on a skateboard after having, like, ridden for a couple weeks again. And, yeah, I don't know why. I have no reason to believe that, but I'm getting more confident. I am going to start wearing pads and a helmet because I'm 33. I'm at that point in my life where I don't give a shit if I look goofy. Who's going to, well, I'm going to get made fun of by a bunch of 9-year-olds riding fucking ripsticks and fucking hoverboards around the fucking skate park. Nah, dude, I don't give a shit. So I will throw that shit on because I know I am going to fucking bust my shit. I've fallen a few times already, but, you know, it's been fun. I like doing, you know, it's like, I get, at work, I do like a lot of physical shit, like lifting heavy stuff and stuff like that, so I don't really like, I do a little working out, I do a little exercising at home, but I don't go crazy. I got a little chin up bar, but you know, when I stopped smoking, I was like, I gotta get my cardio up. Like, the cardio's been a real, I noticed like how out of breath I was getting at the apartment going up the three flights of stairs before we moved into the house. So it's been helping with cardio. I'm getting to like where I can fucking skate longer and shit. So it's been a fun like little kind of fucking hobby slash physical activity to get into. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going crazy. I'm not trying to drop in on a huge fucking pipe or, you know, fucking pull any, you know, stair gaps or nothing crazy. You know, maybe a boneless. Might do like a fucking 360 boneless. Nothing crazy. That's about it. I'm not going to go nuts and risk my life, my safety, and my ability to fucking go to work and make my bosses rich. Dude, I'm not going to do that. I can't complain, you know. I can. If you want to know how I feel about all that shit, I'll tell you more about the YouTube, but I got a video on there. I'm not going to talk about work shit right now, but my new job's not bad. I actually like it a lot. Like I said, I'm going to be going back to school for advanced automation and robotics, man. It's like a fucking, it's like a two-year program. You end up with like a few, you get like a mechatronics 1 and 2 certificates, and then like a 1 and 2, like you get automation and robotics and then advanced automation and robotics, I think. I don't know. And then an associates with the program. So I'm going to be doing that full with a lot of machinery at work and shit, and found a company where I feel like if I do have to work for somebody else for the rest of my life, hey, if this whole show business thing don't work out for you, you know, I'll be in this factory and I might as well like try to get a better gig in there and, you know, do a little bit better as far as you can in that sort of situation. So yeah, I'm going to be going back to school at 33, dude. It's going to be sick. It's going to be like a Billy Madison sort of situation, dude. I'm going to pull up and, well, I have a Nissan. I don't have a T-Bird or whatever the fuck he had in that movie. I was actually talked about Billy Madison. That's the second time I've mentioned Billy Madison today. Applicable in both contexts, though. But yeah, so that's my life now. I do work a lot. I do YouTube videos. I've been skating. I still play music and shit like that. And now I'm restarting the podcast. Got a real full schedule. But like I said, last year, busy, but sweet. Now we're starting the podcast back up. It's going to be a little bit different. You know, it ain't going to be just every episode me and Wampus talking about, you know, yeah, we had some good conversations, don't get me wrong. And he'll be on again, and we'll do different episodes talking about different shit, and some of them might be just like the old shit, just like the good shit, the classic, you know, just bring us back the classic. But there's going to be some other shit as well. I can't help it. That's life, baby. Things change. You know, people fear change. People fear loose change. I'm not talking about the 9/11 documentary. People don't want to carry around change anymore. People bitch and make these conspiracies. Oh, they're taking the cash away. They want us to live in a cashless society. It's like, we did this, motherfucker. We were the ones that were like, oh, dude, we don't want to carry coinage and even papers too much. Really, man, like it's going to be the type of thing where, you know, like they got that paper money in some other, you know, countries. I'm not a geology buff here, but you know, where maybe a couple thousand of their units equal like a dollar or whatever. I don't know if that necessarily means that it's worth less or if they just do their fractioning to their money different. But imagine the US dollar worth like a thousandth of what it is now. Imagine you would have to carry all that cash around. It's basically how people acted. They're like, oh, dude, I got $1,000. I don't want to carry fucking 10 $100 bills on me. You know, it's too thick. The wallet, my doctor said my wallet's too thick. And when I sit down, one of my butt cheeks is up in the air and it's causing my spine to be fucked up. So give me the sleek, slim debit card. Now you got the tap, dude. It went from swipe, which was pretty convenient, except, you know, when it didn't work, to the insert, which was the worst of them all, took the longest. I hate the insert. I don't want to fucking fuck the credit card machine. I don't want to do any inserting. All right, the swiping's bad enough. The tap, I'm a fan of. just go. You know, some people do it with their phones and shit. It's a little too nerdy for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a loser. Okay, I'll just use my normal debit card. But we did that, right? Like, most of the shit we bitch about is the consequence of our own desire for convenience. You know, like, I mean, yeah, not to get all into fucking climate change or nothing like that, but that's the whole thing, right? We won't sacrifice convenience. I mean, you saw it during the fucking pandemic. And then people make up conspiracies to cope with the things that we have wittingly or unwittingly done to ourselves. And I just, I'm not here for it. You know, it sucks if we go cashless, you know, that's gonna suck. But I mean, money isn't real anyway. All money sucks. Like, whether it's all in paper or it's all digital, it's all, you know, there's nothing, there's no inherent value to it. So it doesn't really fucking matter. And most money's digital anyway. I don't remember what the percentage was. Roscoe, can you look that up for me real quick? Just look up what percentage of money in the world is actual physical money that you can touch. It's 10%. It's roughly, they saying 8 to 10. This here, one says 8, one says 10. We're going to call it 8 to 10. Both look relatively reputable. 8 to 10% of all the money in the world that exists, theoretically, is physical. All right, that means like 90% of money is already digital. And I mean, that's of course because of like inflation and all the other stupid shit that happens with money. We don't have enough. We couldn't possibly make enough physical money. You know, you have this like quote unquote growth in the economy, and you have to have new money introduced that's just not, it's not fucking printed. I mean, like the bank, all the fucking like digital money, you know, your actual bank doesn't have that fucking physical cash in it. It's all, you know, it's fucking digital already, 90%. And one day, you know, the fucking power's gonna go out and it's all gonna be gone anyway. That doesn't fucking matter. Paper will burn, electricity can go out. Money's fake. Okay, I'm not saying like, I don't have a better solution. The idea of trading and bartering is stupid as fuck. Not going to go into fucking anthropology or any of that nerdy shit. But, you know, the whole idea of, like, trading and bartering economies is, it's something that, you know, people revert back to when cash is absent. But they have these systems of evaluating things that don't have, like, direct equal value. Like, if I want to trade you a fucking goat for a chicken, there has to be a theoretical monetary system that equals out how many fucking goats equal a chicken, or how many chickens equal a goat, rather, because I would assume that the goat is more expensive than the chicken. But, you know, just because it's bigger, who knows? The point is, people only do that when they already have an idea of some sort of monetary system anyway. So, like, if we did that, and we were trading and bartering based on, like, a, you know, the value that we assume things have based on what we paid for them or yada yada yada, that's still a money system. Systems of IOU and all that, it's basically the same thing. So like, let's just blow on past all those because it's the same bullshit in a different form. Not gonna trade and barter. Not gonna give you a can of soup for a bar of fucking soap. All right, we can have the money. It can be digital, or here's an even better idea, we cannot have it. I don't give a fuck if we have it or not. Just make everything free. Oh, what are you, fucking socialist, and you think everything should be free? I think in an ideal world, yeah, I think everything would be free, and it would be fucking sick. I think it would still be awesome to have most things, even if I got them for free. I don't feel necessarily better having worked and earned something. You know, if I build something myself, that's different. If I build something for myself, specifically, something that I can see the end result and have utility out of, you know, that's fucking one thing. But if I'm just, like, working at a place and they're giving me money that I'm just spending on stuff, I don't feel necessarily that I've earned the item. Because I've worked for somebody else, and then they gave me money in exchange for my work, and then I exchanged that money for the item. You know what I mean? If we're not going to have money, if money's going to be bullshit, then the inherent value of items, of commodities and services, it can be bullshit too. You know what I mean? The only real value is in the work being done to create the things. I mean, like, diamonds don't really have any value. All the shit that's like the most valuable materials in the world, I mean, aside from their utility and the work that can be done with them, they don't have inherent fucking value. They're just fucking rocks. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's get into some news, all right? What's been going on in the world? I don't want to do all the news from the past year or so, and even the news that we do today, is going to be irrelevant by the time you listen to this episode. It's 2023, baby. Okay, 3 days. So much is going to happen in 3 days. But right now, the big thing is the fucking steel tube full of guys, full of dumb guys that went to look at the Titanic through a video game. At the bottom of the ocean, we had that whole saga, counting down how much oxygen they have. Of course, they died the moment they lost contact. The thing imploded. Anybody who's anybody in the world of deep sea exploration was saying they exploded the goddamn Navy. Not imploded, rather. The Navy heard it when it happened. Didn't say shit because they didn't want you to know about their secret underwater microphones. That they're saying it's they have this program where they listen for enemy subs. I think what they're actually trying to do is listen to and translate orca conversations because of their unceasing coordinated attacks on seafaring vessels. All right, but you know, that was a story. A lot of people were like, I am not upset that four or five, however many, that some rich guys were stupid enough to pay $250,000 to be dropped in a fucking propane tank to the bottom of the ocean. You know, when you have that kind of money, and that's what you're using it on, when you're using enough money to pay off somebody's house, you're using more money than most people make in 5 to 10 years to go. And it's not even like they were seeing the fucking Titanic physically. They were looking at it through a fucking screen. They just happened to be down there near it. And plus, who gives a fuck? I don't care if, like, I knew it was the safest thing in the world and, like, you could pay a dollar and you could just go down in an elevator shaft and look at the Titanic. I don't give a fuck about the Titanic. I saw the movie. I read shit about it when I was young. I was obsessed with it. I'd never go see it. I don't care if they brought the fucking wreckage up and they set it out in the field, said, come see it. We'll pay you a dollar to come see it. It's a fucking boat. It's a rusted out, decrepit old, it's barely anything anymore. I don't give a fuck. I certainly wouldn't have paid enough money to cure 5 people's cancer, okay, to go down there. Some people were saying stuff like that. Other folks were like, that's mean. Shouldn't wish death on anybody. And, you shouldn't be, you know, like, what, wishing death? I think they were just saying that they weren't upset that they were dying. But, you know, it is tragic. I'll say this, one of my biggest fears, being stuck in something at the bottom of the ocean, being at the bottom of the ocean, period, in anything, whether I'm stuck or not, it's just not for me. I'm not an ocean guy. I don't want to be on top of the ocean. I'll be on the beach of the ocean. I'm not really a boat guy. I'm not really even a riverboat guy, although I do like riverboat gambling, if you feel me. But you wouldn't catch me dead out there. I'm not a cruise ship guy. The water, it's not meant for us. We can't breathe it, so I'm not going in it. All right, same reason. Well, I take that back. Would I go to space? I would go to space before I would go to the ocean. But again, I'm not going to pay $1 million. If I hit the lottery and had $500 million, I wouldn't give one of those $1 million to go to space. I wouldn't give one of those $1 million to go to the bottom of the ocean. Just not the kind of shit I could ever foresee myself spending money on. But anyway, past the billionaires at the bottom of the sea, it's still sad. It's a sad way to go. I'm sure they were terrified. Hate to think about that for them. It's not a situation I ever would have found myself in. So it's not that I don't have empathy. I just don't. I can't necessarily put myself in their shoes other than the suffering and the fear and that sort of thing. So, you know, RIP, RIP, Rugrats in Paris. You know, heart goes out to you. But that's been going on. Twitter sucks these days. I'm sure you know. You know, they're talking fucking Elon wants to fight Mark Zuckerberg. And, I mean, being real here, if they, like, really got in a cage and, like, actually fought, I know the layman would be like, oh, Elon, like, looks bigger, and for whatever reason, people think that he's, like, cool in some way. They think that he would win. That's horseshit. Mark Zuckerberg is, like, definitely a freak of nature, and, like, probably at least, like, there's, like, a brain worm that's android, that's, like, robotic in his brain. The boy's fucked up, but he actually trains. Like, he does jiu-jitsu, and I also saw him with some boxing gloves on. Elon doesn't train, and he's shaped like the fucking Mucinex monster. He's built all sorts of fucked up. He looks like his rib cage is a bird cage. Like, he's a distorted freak of a man, and he's pale. He looks like a fucking vampire that swallowed an inflatable life jacket. And, you know, Zuckerberg's in, like, halfway decent shape, and he actually trains. If they got in a fucking cage and really went after each other, like, didn't, you know, no fixed match, no fucking kayfabe, Zuckerberg would smoke the fuck out of him. And honestly, I'd rather see it. I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to make me sound old and lame and a giant dork, but at this point in time, Facebook is better than Twitter because Facebook knows what it is. And I'm not talking about Zuckerberg here. I'm not talking about Meta or any of that goofy shit they always try to put out there. But the Facebook community knows who it is. There's cool people out there that live in an area, like a trailer park, let's say, that you might not think. You know, it's full of mostly uncool people. So you wouldn't think there would be any cool people there. But then you find out there's one or two cool people and you venture in. And before you know it, you're having a good time down in the trailer park. You pretentious piece of shit. That's what's going on at Facebook. We all know it's a swamp. But we're having fucking fun out there. Nobody takes it too seriously. Everybody acts like Twitter is this, like, bastion. Even the people who are, like, anti, you know, the people that are on my side, if you will, you still act like Twitter is this, like, bastion of something. The right thinks it's a bastion of free speech, or at least it should be. The left thinks it's, like, some, you know, like, fucking former stronghold of fucking high-level thinking and politics or whatever, social commentary that's disappearing. And, of course, there's plenty of people who just took it for what it was. It was a fun little site where people made some cool jokes for a while, but it's always been semi what it is now. And so is Facebook. They've been the way they are for a long time. Twitter's just gotten increasingly worse, and there's nothing on there that's not enraging. There's nothing on the whole website that's cool. It sucks. At least on Facebook, you know, I got my memes. I got some people I know in real life. Like, I know even if they post freak shit, at least I know, like, in real life they're not that big of a freak. If they are, I'll just, you know, delete them. It's that simple. Too many weirdos on Twitter. You know, ever since the fucking, you know, freak show took over the place, Count Ascula, he fucking, he's unleashed chaos. People will come up from that website, will, like, come to your house. So Facebook's better than Twitter now. It's weird to say. Instagram sucks. I still haven't been on TikTok. I don't know what's up with that. I see TikTok videos on other sites, but just the short video scrolling thing, it sucked me in for a while on the Instagram reels and shit like that, but it's not for me. You know, I had to get out of it because it'll eat up your time. Watching short little videos, scrolling through them, just hoping the next one's going to be good. Just, oh, maybe this one will be good. Oh, that one was hilarious. If I can find one more that good, I'll be fucking satiated. Nah, dude, before you know it, 4 hours have passed. You've fucking shit yourself. You haven't gone up to the bathroom. It's terrible. Terrible, terrible situation. But in terms of, what were we talking about? The news. I don't think a lot else is fucking happening. I know that Trump's in some sort of legal trouble. I really don't. It's not that I don't keep up with political happenings, because everybody does. That's a lie these days. It's impossible not to. It's in your face no matter fucking where you waste your time scrolling. I know he's indicted on some shit. I don't know how big of a deal it is. Doesn't seem like a big deal to me. I'm sure he'll be fine, guys. You know, it's love him or hate him, it's fucking Donald Trump we're talking about here. What's the worst that's gonna happen? Everything else aside, he's rich. However he got that money, however he maintains it, however much of that money actually exists, he's a rich guy, and he's not gonna go to jail. And until they start sending those people to jail, you know, for the same crimes they send regular folks to jail for, I'm not going to be paying much attention to it. There's an election that I don't know if he's going to be allowed to be in it. I know the other guy, Ron DePantschitz, is, he's a sissy, dude. He's a bitch, a pussy. He's a freak of nature. At the very least, at least he has the riz, you know what I mean? At least he's got the moxie. He's out there telling jokes, he's rattling off one-liners. Yeah, he's saying some pretty racist and despicable shit sometimes, but at least he's got a personality. The Ron DeSantis, dude, he's got all the personality of a fucking peeling piece of wallpaper. He sucks. If I ever met him in person, I just couldn't. I couldn't meet him in person. I would probably just puke in his ass. I'd probably spread his ass apart and puke inside of it. Because he's a freak, but I'm a different kind of freak. Joe Biden, I mean, goddamn, who knows? Some moments he's out there and he's talking and he's like, you know, fucking doing stuff from Joe Biden. Whatever kind of catchphrase he fucking says. Listen here, chief. I don't know what he says. I really honestly couldn't even, I could barely even tell you what he sounds like. I'm so unplugged, it's fucking great. I mean, I'm obviously still very much plugged in, but sometimes I feel so stupid, and it's honestly, I never feel better than when some crazy shit's going on in the world and I don't know about it. Like, I didn't even know about the Trump indictment till like 2 weeks in. And then I get back on Twitter after not being on for a few days, and everybody's talking about the shit. And I'm like, oh, dude, that's awesome. That's awesome that some terrible, insane shit happened in the world, and I just didn't know about it for a while. That was really one of the best feelings. I love that. You can't really replicate that. It's hard to even get that anymore. Even if you live out in the fucking woods, you go into town once a month, you're in the fucking Walmart, and people are wearing t-shirts that just tell you, oh, somebody will have a t-shirt on that says, fight the agenda, with a fucking rainbow flag with it marked out. And you're like, oh, that's what's going on in the world. I now have a clue of the news. People like that are out there. So that, you know, you always know. You always know what's going on. So if one little thing can happen, and you don't know about it, savor that shit, man. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed finding out that I hadn't previously known. That was really, really sick. What else is going on in the news? You know, politics, other things happening. There's still that war over in Ukraine. I think that shit happened right before we ended the podcast. I'm not for it. I'm not for the wars. Hear me out here. Really hear me out here. It's dumb. And it's kind of, you know, lame. It's kind of whack to just like, oh, they got some stuff I want over there. So I deserve it. I'm going to go get it. Oh, you won't let me have it? Well, I'm going to kill you. Well, I'm going to kill you back. It's never cool. I'm not saying that's like what Russia's done. I'm just saying in general, that's war, right? Like people go to war to take shit. I mean, most of the time, You know, they might, well, you know, we're spreading with the Crusades, we're spreading Christianity. No, dude, you were going to take shit and kill people you didn't like. And it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it's mostly, it's lame shit. It's loser shit. Killing folks. I'm just not here for it, man. So, yeah, I'm going to need them to stop all that war over there. What about that alien shit? Well, you remember that, Roscoe? Some fella came out, I don't have all the details, and if you know me, that's probably surprising to you. I haven't followed this latest disclosure thing. I haven't followed it as closely as I've followed a lot of stuff in the past. I mean, like, if you've listened to older stuff, you know I was big on the Tom DeLonge disclosure, and then when they did the whole UAP thing and the Pentagon Papers and all that, and the old classified shit. This latest one, I don't know if it's just like it doesn't really feel real to me. Like, he's basically saying some shit that tons of whistleblowers, quote-unquote whistleblowers, have come out and said in the past. And, yeah, the government's not coming, you know, out and just outright denying it, but they don't really do that anymore either. Like, the last time they really came out and said, oh, this isn't UFOs, is like when the Phoenix fucking lights happened and the mayor made fun of it with a dude in an alien costume and handcuffs. If you're old enough to remember that shit. They can't really verify. The government's not coming out and saying, you know, this one's not true, this one's not. There's so many of them, and most of them. Yeah, I still believe in aliens, but yeah, they're not telling the truth. It's pretty easy. Yeah, I've lied enough in my life to get to be able to spot a liar from a mile away. It's just easy to see when somebody's like not telling the truth. And like 90% of whistleblowers and abductees and shit like that are either, I'm not saying they're all like know that they're lying, but I think some of the, especially like the hypnosis shit or just some of the weirdos, I think they're imagining the shit and like making up memories. But some of them are lying, but 10% are telling the truth. But you know, there's so many of them these days, so many of these people out there, the U.S. government's not going to come out and say one way or the other until somebody with rank, dude, until the president or like a head of a committee or somebody in the military comes out and says it. And even then, I'm going to be suspicious. Why would they fucking tell us now? You know, I don't want to get into Project Bluebeam shit. I do have I'll get into the YouTube channel here in a sec. I got a video coming out about like how conspiracy theories have changed and how even the older ones now have like different implications now and everything's like much more politicized. There's an old conspiracy theory that I remember reading in the early aughts when I was young, just getting on the internet, Project Bluebeam, where they fake an alien invasion so that they can do some bad shit. It's still all kind of New World Order-ish. That's like the big, it's either the New World Order or the Illuminati, and you know, because all conspiracies fucking point the same way these days. The Jews, that's who they all end up saying. It's the Jews, and they want a one world government, with one world religion and money, and you know, the same old shtick, so they'll fake an alien invasion, so that we'll all come together and do that. You know, I'm not, really not. I used to be, before it became a fucking right-wing freak show thing, I was into conspiracy theories. They used to be fun. Again, I'll talk more about that in a second. Well, in a video in the future, and I'll tell you about the video stuff more in a second. How about that? That's what I mean to say. But yeah, I'm just not that stoked about it. I don't know if it means anything. This could be a bombshell, but it's just like so much stuff happens these days. Even if it was real, it just seems like we're blowing right past it. I mean, honestly, at this point, I think the aliens could they could literally, like, land all over the Earth, and it would still be, like, second-tier news under some much wilder shit. And then somebody would be like, dude, they're on TV interviewing an alien? What are they really trying to hide from us? If they're showing us aliens, imagine what secrets they're really keeping. It's like, I don't know, you're never going to win. You know, part of me just prays that this is the beginning of some sort of, like, contact with a, you know, an intergalactic confederacy of whatever the fuck they call it in Star Trek. The fucking Federation. or whatever it is, you know, that they're going to come here and they're going to be like, here's some technology, but there's some rules. No more shooting each other and taking each other's shit anymore. And quit acting like races, is, you know, other races suck, and just, you know, be cool. But I believe in the Star Trek universe that there was a big ass war on planet Earth, a big old war, and they had to do that. And after that war, they solved racism and they began traveling the stars and became part of this thing with the directive. I don't know. I've used to watch a decent bit of Star Trek episodes on when they were on the television, but I haven't revisited in quite some time. I just hope that it's something cool. Like, oh, they're going to come down. They're going to say, hey, here's how to do free energy. Don't do nuclear weapons. Here's this. No, don't blow stuff up. Don't do oil anymore. Whatever, you know, it's just like, what other way is the shit gonna end? There's no, you know, there's no fucking, it's not some grand epic where it's all fucking resolved perfectly at the end. No, we're gonna fucking blow ourselves up. We're gonna burn the fucking planet up unless an alien comes in and stops us. That's basically what I feel like is, those are really the only options. So that's the news, baby, and I'm sticking to it. Let me give you a little, just a little bit about the video channel, because I didn't tell you a shitload about it yet. Like I said, video essays talk about different shit: art, philosophy, politics, religion, culture, sociology, psychology, what have you. You know, I am going to go into a range of subjects, give, you know, as long as I have the time to keep making them semi-regularly. I've done 6 so far, and it's just a way for me to go into a longer account of some of my own thoughts on things. It's not necessarily that I hope to change anybody's mind with my thoughts. I just want to put them out there, have the record of it, because there's no other real good format other than an essay / video essay where you can go on at length and really like expand upon your ideas and explain them coherently, because a conversation isn't that, right? Like, it's, you can't just go on for an hour at somebody before they respond. And I mean, yeah, I guess there's like books and shit like that, but I'm not telling you, know, like the episodes are 30 minutes to an hour, so it's not like book length. It's a video essay. Again, the channel's called See For Yourself. I believe it's youtube.com/seeforyourself or youtube.com/@SF yourself, but if you look up at SF yourself or See For Yourself, it'll come up. I've done a video on a couple things now. My most recent one is about the darkness. Okay, so you're going to want to check that stuff out, I think. And you'll get, like I said, the early access on the Patreon stuff. But the videos are, you know, I put them all, they're all on that channel. All the videos like that I'm going to do for free. That's right. Go check them out. All right, folks, this has been just a preview of the episodes to come. I do hope you head on over to the Patreon channel and subscribe there for, like I said, one doll hair. You just can't beat it. And continue to listen to the episodes in the future. This isn't really an exact representation of what the episodes are going to be like, but I think you'll be in for a real treat, and you'll get all those other perks as well. So I do plan on having some guests on future episodes. One of my upcoming episodes in the next 2 or 3, I'll actually have Michael Winslow from the Police Academy movies. So that's going to be really fun. I'm excited about that. Of course, the Wampus will be back. Some of my old guests, some of my buddies will come on and stuff like that. Some new friends that you haven't heard of before, some celebrities, some politicians, porn stars, necromancers, and the like. You're really going to enjoy it. I have the other video content going on, and although we're both very busy at work at the moment, I am trying to plan and coordinate the next short film with Mike over at Empty Path. So that's going to be pretty sweet. And I know if you've listened to a bunch of old episodes, you've heard me and Wampus go on at length about all the big shit we have coming up and all the stuff we are going to do. And, you know, just generally things that we never really got around to. So the things I'm telling you now, And the only things I'll mention in the future that are coming up are actually coming up. There will be another short film towards the end of this year, beginning of next year. I'm hoping to maintain the YouTube schedule on the See For Yourself channel of about a video a month, every other month. Right now I'm like 9 months in, and I've only done 6. So, you know, I'm hoping to have 10 before the channel's a year old. I think I started it in August. That's not going to happen. So I'll probably have one more video, be like 7 the first year, but I want to get around to one a month. It's really the work thing, and then when I start college, it'll be probably even harder. But I will get the podcast, you know, because like I said, most episodes, if I got to, it's just going to be me, and I'll find something to talk about, and you'll find a reason to listen, because after all, if you're listening now, you don't have anything else to do. You've made it an hour into what I would consider a mildly neurotic rambling. You know, but that's life, isn't it? We all just ramble about. And sometimes we listen to each other and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we record it and put it on the internet. So that's what you have to look forward to. There's going to be plenty more episodes of The Obscure Curio. There's going to be plenty more episodes of See For Yourself. I recommend you subscribe to both on YouTube and your podcast app of choice. And if you have it in your heart and your wallets, you can subscribe on Patreon for all the exclusive future episodes of the show. I sure have missed you. And those of you that are new, it's been sure nice to meet you. Love y'all. Bye-bye.